Our epistle for this 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 4 through 9. Brethren, such is the assurance I have through Christ towards God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. He also it is who has made us fit ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now if the administration of death, which was engraved in letters upon stones, was inaugurated in such glory that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly upon the face of Moses, on account of the transient glory that shone upon it, shall not the ministration of the Spirit be still more glorious? For if there is glory in the ministration that condemned, much more does the ministration that justifies abound in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verses 23 to 37. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I say to you, many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see, and they have not seen it, and to hear what you hear, and they have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer got up to test him, saying, 'Master, what must I do to gain eternal life?' But he said to him, 'What is written in the law? How dost thou read?' He answered and said, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, and with thy whole soul, and with thy whole strength, and with thy whole mind, and thy neighbor as thyself.' And he said to him, 'Thou hast answered rightly, do this, and thou shalt live.' But he, wishing to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus answered, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell in with robbers, who after both stripping him and beating him went their way, leaving him half dead. But, as it happened, a certain priest was going down the same way, and when he saw him, he passed by. And likewise a Levite also, when he was near the place and saw him, passed by. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came upon him, and seeing him, was moved with compassion. And he went up to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And setting him on his own beast, he brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more thou spendest, I, on my way back, will repay thee.' Which of these 3, in thy opinion, proved himself neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "He who took pity on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do thou also in like manner." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Go and do thou also in like manner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as we read the epistles and gospels, especially the past 3 weeks, you can definitely see that Holy Mother of the Church wants us to consider our prayer life. What prayer is. How we pray. 3 Sundays ago, we have our Lord going into the temple. He cries out, "This is a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves." A good reminder to us on how we ought to behave in church. Proper decorum, proper dress, and a proper attitude. Attitude is focused on the following week, for our Lord speaks the parable of the two men who come up to the temple to pray. One is full of himself and pride, and the other, understanding his weakness, is contrite. But only one goes home justified. Last Sunday, we consider the power of prayer. We have these men bring this man who is deaf. And dumb. And they beg, they pray to the Lord to lay his hands on them. And a miracle takes place on account of their prayer, an answer to their prayer. This Sunday of the depth of the meanings and the reminders that we have in the epistles and gospels, we talk about the sufficiency that we have is not of ourselves. Our sufficiency is from God. And you can definitely make the connection how important it is then for us to have good communication with God. Not only doing the talking, but letting God talk to us. In fact, I think it was St. Alphonsus Liguori who says, "If you don't pray, you will not save your soul." Which brings me to the point of the gospel of the lawyer that asks a very good question, and we should all ask ourselves. What must I do to gain eternal life? What a question. Eternal life. Not life in time. Not my life now, but eternal life. What do I have to do? What does our Lord tell him? What's the answer? He says, "What is written? What's in the law?" And he answers. I think the good Lord would answer us the same if we asked the same question. What have you learned? What is it that you've been taught? 101 Catechism to the last thing that you were reminded of about your faith. Not one of us can claim ignorance on what we need to do to gain eternal life. Yes, we know that Christ did most of the work. He redeemed us. But we must do our part. It says in today's epistle, about the letter that kills, or the letter kills the law, but the Spirit gives it life. If we are to abide in the law must abide in us. And we must abide in the law for the love of Christ, for the love of God. We must not only do the bare minimum, but we must have a way of life. Not he who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. What's the will of God then for us? Christ tells us, no one goes to the Father but by me. Therefore, we have to follow him. What is needed to follow him? Denial of self, the taking up of our cross. And not being asked, not asking 120 questions, but following Christ. Absolutely. Day in and day out. Not saying we follow Christ, but really following him. Each individual. You know what's in here, and God knows what's in here. Others don't necessarily know. So as we consider these truths today, what must I do to gain eternal life? Oh, we've been taught. Now it's time for us to do. Yes, charity primarily. That love of God above everything else. How do we have that? We have to want it first. And then we strive to perfect it by proving that we love God. Whether or not we like the obligations that are imposed upon us, but we do them for love of him, because we want to love him. How we treat our neighbor. What you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. We have to check ourselves. Not only by our actions towards our neighbors. Well, I don't yell at anybody on the road. I don't give anybody perverse signs or anything else, or lose my temper. Or maybe we do. Well, say we don't. What's going on in our head? What's going on in our heart? Do we consider every other person in the world a creature who God not only created but redeemed by the blood of his Son? That's the value of every other human being in the world. We have to check the way we talk. How we talk about our neighbor, whether they know we're talking about them or not. Do we give away to gossip? Do we listen to gossip? Charity is charity. God is God. Truth is truth. And you are who you are. Be then what you're called to be. A follower of Christ, an abider in his love, a light in the world, the salt of the earth. Live the gospel that has been taught to you by Christ, by the church, through the ages to this time. Don't forget that we're not meant for this time. We're meant for eternal life. This life is but a short test. When I was preparing for this sermon, there's this saying that my mom used to say that I was reminded of a few times. Kept coming back to me. She used to say, we're not getting any younger. And I was like, I was a teenager at the time. I was like, I'm young. It's true. Every breath we take is one less breath we're going to take in time. It's a reality. The fool hides that reality from himself. The very first beat of the heart was the clock that started to an ending point. when we are called out of time into eternity. We should be reminded of this every time we drive down the road and we pass a graveyard. One day, my test will be over. Am I passing that test? Am I doing what I need to do to gain eternal life? Am I living my faith? Am I praying my prayers? Am I communicating properly with God? Do I appreciate the gifts that have been given to me, especially the gifts of the sacraments? Many kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you hear and have not heard them. This is what it takes to be a saint, to be a member of the eternal realm. To realize our true purpose, our true destination, why we were born. Like it says in the Catechism, why did God make you? God made me to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this world, to be forever happy with Him in heaven. Do I live for this purpose? Do I try to perfect that purpose each day and every day? Do this and you shall have eternal life. Not my words, His. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.